At 6:40 a.m. and 90.1 FM, this is WRTI and WRTI FM, Philadelphia.
WRTI presents Playhouse 90.1, a weekly series of outstanding radio dramas. Tonight, Questing for Camelot, starring Mike Beale. And here's your host, Bob Donzie.
Good evening. Tonight, a tale of suspense. A science fiction story that will certainly become a classic. Not. It's the end of the 23rd century, and our hero, Gary Glenn, is trying to find the real meaning of the letters WRTI. He found it in the diary of his great, 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 great grandmother, Loretta Elaine Mena. They called her L.E. for short. Well, in the diary she wrote, the people of WRTI were questing for Camelot. Who were these strange beings? And why were they questing for Camelot? That's the name of tonight's story, Questing for Camelot.
Far atop Mount Temple lies a snow-covered laboratory. Gary Glenn is a 29-year-old professor at Foxnet U. Tall, handsome, with wavy curls and his dark brown hair, Gary is not what you would call your typical prof. But then, who is? Somewhat offbeat, aren't they all, he has invented a time machine which he's getting ready to use right now to find out what WRTI really means.
I'm ready to search across time for the real WRTI. The computer says there are several possibilities. Well, I guess I'll have to visit each one. Let's see here. Choice number one is 1870. I wonder where I am.
Hey, mister, get that thing out of the way.
Get out of the way! You're gonna get killed!
That was close. Well, that wasn't WRTI. Let's see what the next stop looks like. I'm in the same time period. I'm just not on those train tracks. What's this building? Western Rangers Training Institute. WRTI. Maybe this is it.
Hey, mister, get out of the way. This is a simulated battle.
Is this WRTI?
It's the Western Rangers Training Institute, but I've never heard it called WRTI.
I'd better get out of here. Let's try choice number three. The dial says the year is 1959. Wisconsin Radar Tracking Incorporated. Maybe this is it.
Hello, I want to report a fire.
Is this WRTI?
No. Did you start this fire?
He did.
I'd better get out of here. Where am I now? A Park Avenue Methodist Church. It's the 1880s, according to the dial.
Good day, sir.
Morning.
Is this WRTI?
What's a WRTI?
This is the House of God. A brand new church here at the corner of Park Avenue and Norris Street.
What's your name?
Gary. What's yours?
Hattie May. Hattie May Wyatt. And these nice folks are Mr. and Mrs. Thatcher. We're visitors from that church over there. You know, the Grace Baptist Church. Rusty Conwell's our minister. Want to come inside?
Well, no, no thank you. I need to be on my way. Annenberg Hall. Who is this Mr. Hall? Let me ask these students. Excuse me, are any of you Mr. Hall?
Mr. Hall?
Yes, Mr. Annenberg Hall.
It's a thing, not a who.
Somebody call me?
Annenberg Hall is this building.
Do you know what a WRTI is?
It's a radio station. It's right over there.
Oh, thanks. I'll go look. Is this WRTI?
Yeah, you want a jazz show?
No, I like classical.
Oh, hey, we never play classical around here.
What do you think this is, WFLN?
We're all jazz all the time.
Well, I guess I finally found WRTI. Well, so, do you know what Camelot is?
Hey, it's not here. They won't even give me a show.
Me either.
At least you get to do a newscast.
But I want to play classical rock.
You're too old.
Can't get any experience here, but you could be a Walter Cronkite.
He'd be lucky to be a John Roberts.
Who?
Somebody call me.
Who is that guy?
I think it's Mort Farr.
Who?
Somebody call me.
We get out of here.
Well, this seems to be WRTI, but it sure isn't Camelot. I'm going to have to keep looking. Let me get back in the time machine and try a few years early.
Tuesdays, a time to remember for programs you don't want to forget. At WRTI-FM, trying better makes the difference.
Is this WRTI?
AM or FM?
You mean you have two WRTIs?
Sure.
Who took the key out of the transmitter remote?
Yeah.
Waterford!
Is this Camelot?
No, Camelot's being built across the street at Annenberg Hall.
That wasn't it. I was there a few years from now. You could only do jazz or news.
We do that here.
And drama and documentaries, classical, big band and interviews. We do sports and much more.
Sounds great.
We all work together. We're a team.
I need a studio.
Honan and Wilkinson are using them.
Which ones?
All of them.
When will they be done?
In about 3 or 4 days.
Waterford, give me that key!
Hey, you want to buy a record?
What's a record?
I have no time, no time.
Hey, this place is really neat.
That's not what Harold Thomas says.
Who?
Don't even think it, Walt.
WRTI, a station to remember for people you don't want to forget.
He didn't know it, but Gary Glenn had stumbled into the real Camelot. For the heart and soul of a radio station isn't glitz and glass. It isn't new equipment. It isn't even the capability to broadcast in stereo. Camelot was a feeling, a friendship. It was something magical. But Camelot wasn't what everyone thought it would be. It wasn't in Annenberg Hall. It was in a bunch of old studios in the basement of an old church. There was warmth. It radiated from the sound truck to the water cooler to the people in the hall. Even the old guy mopping the floor saying,
I know who you like.
It was magic. A magic that worked. A magic that flowed from faculty to student and back again. A magic that will live forever. Not in the basement of Thomas Hall, for that may soon be lost to the ages. For Camelot wasn't a basement or a building, but rather the heart and soul of the people who work there, the people of WRTI, the way it used to be. This is Bob Donzie. Good evening.
You've been listening to Playhouse 90.1, a weekly series of outstanding radio dramas. This pre-recorded program was written and produced by Jerry Wilkinson, based on a very vague story idea by Jerry Klein, developed by Jerry Wilkinson with assistance from Zara Wilkinson. Tonight's program was edited and directed by Jerry Klein. Executive producers were Lou Klein, John Roberts, Bill Seibel, and Delwyn Duesenberg. Tonight's program is dedicated to the memory of Professor Lawrence Blenheim. Featured in tonight's cast were Adrian Zecker, Mike Beal, Norm Childs, Bob Cirillo, Ed Cunningham, Eleanor Mena Cunningham, Bob Donzie, Susan Ellis, Jane Lesner, Mike Muterin, Fran Odenick, Marlene Patrick, Ann Klein, Phil Sabatelli, Mickey Saperstone, Ed Shockey, Charlie Tomlinson, Shaney Wallav Waldman, Jerry Wilkinson, Stephanie Wing, Harry Wolf. Technical assistance by Mike Muter. Sound patterns by Jerry Wilkinson and Andy Wolf. Stay tuned for Broadside with Ed Shockey, next on WRTI. I'm Walt McCritsky.